Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
The Burt Show.
It is next man up when it comes to Abby and dating.
I know. I realize I've talked a lot about my bad string of luck with men, but believe it or not, last week I had two dates lined up for the same day with two different men.
Is this a result of you changing your profile on these settings for younger dudes?
It is. So okay. A couple weeks ago, I decided, let me just make some small changes to the preferences as to what men are going to show up in my feed, because I've been on the Atlanta dating apps for about a year and a half now, and the pool is getting small. So I was like, let me make the pool bigger. So then I started swimming in the kiddie pool. And by the kiddie pool, I mean I expanded my ages all the way to 22, which surprisingly has worked out very well, because some 22-year-olds have been liking me. I'm like, maybe they just like an older woman. Maybe they like a cougar or a puma, as I've been told it's called. So I ended up matching with this guy who was 22. And I kind of looked at him. I was like, this is a rough 22. I was like, this guy does not look like he just graduated college. He looks like he's my age. I'm 27 for context. And he went to a really good university. He said that he had a really good job on his profile. He's like something fancy, like an analyst, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, oh, okay. Even though this guy is 22, he seems like he's a 22-year-old with his ass together. And so another thing about the dating apps for me is that a green flag is usually when a guy will just ask you out as soon as possible. I do not want to be your pen pal. I do not have time to be texting you back and forth, asking you about your favorite color and how many siblings you have and what you have for lunch. It's just too much work for a guy I'm probably going to hate after the first date. What I really liked about this guy as well is that he asked me out and then immediately got my number. And then this is where he went wrong. So we'll pause there with him, because obviously I'm on all of the dating apps trying to expand my pool as much as possible. And I'm also on another dating app called Bumble. And so I end up matching with another dude who is about my age. I think he's like a year younger. He's like 26. Same deal. Good university, good school, all the green flags. And he did something different that the younger guy did not, that ended up making me decide to go out with him instead of the other guy. So we end up swiping, we match, we end up having a short conversation, and I have a prompt on Bumble that says, what are your green flags and what are your red flags? And it basically says, a lot of guys will interpret it however they want. Sometimes they will give green flags for women that they're matching with, and sometimes they will give the green and red flags for themselves. So in this case,
that's interesting.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting to see. It's always interesting to see who chooses what, because when I wrote it down, I was like, I want to know what your green and red flags are like for you. What do I need to know in advance?
Have we done this before on the show? Or maybe this would be good to do tomorrow, where we all come in with our own green and red flags.
We've done our own red flags, but we screwed the whole thing up because we came in
in with different right. like red flags for each other, red flags for ourselves, red flags for other people. It was a cluster.
Let's try it again for just ourselves.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Easy assignment.
So this guy ends up telling me what his green and red flags are. And he explains to me that his green flag was something that I had mentioned in my profile. And in my profile on Bumble, it says, literally just ask me out. I hate it on here. I have been through it.
I am blinking twice. Save me.
Save me. And so he says his green flag, it's something along the lines of, oh, I love it when a girl doesn't like to text too much or when a girl doesn't want to be a pen pal from the dating apps. I'm like, oh my God, thank you. Like if I have to tell a grown man what I'm doing at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm at work. You should be too. Thanks. So anyway, he ends up getting my contact information and he asked me out and it turns out the only day he can go out is conveniently the same day that I have agreed to go out with the other guy. So while this is going on all last week, guy number one, 22-year-old, is blowing up my phone constantly. This man will not leave me alone. I'm trying to space out my text messages to show that I'm kind of busy. I have my do not disturb sign on my text messages, which are on all the time, but it's very much giving the signal of like, slow down. Mm-hmm. Like we don't need to know our Wikipedia bio about each other before we even have one singular drink.
Does it feel needy? Is that what we're getting here?
It's needy. It feels like you don't have other stuff going on. Mm-hmm. It feels like you're 22 years old. And I'm like, this is not what I signed up for. I thought
it is.
Well, no. What I signed up for was a guy who was mature for his age. And now I'm realizing this man is exactly how his age looks. I mean, he asked me for my Snapchat and I was like, I have not gotten on Snapchat in 7 years, my guy. So
that's a little cringe.
I was like, I literally responded. I was like, I haven't been on Snapchat since college. And that's when I knew it was done for me. So this guy number two has asked me out and he's already showing me all the green flags. He's a little bit older, has his stuff together. And I'm like, I would much rather, even if I don't like this guy, I would rather sit across a dude that I know isn't texting me 24/7 than with teeny bopper over here. So I end up messaging him because I was actually trying to do like a slow fade. I just stopped responding to him. And then finally I was like, I got to be an adult. I need to set a good example for this guy so that moving forward, all the other girls that he dates, he can also display good communicative behavior. And I end up texting him something along the lines of like, listen, oh no, this is what I did. I lied. I made up a true story. I said, hey, great getting to know you, but you know, I'm actually seeing somebody else and it was kind of complicated when we first matched, but now it's not, so bye.
You're the mature one in this relationship.
Listen, I was just being straightforward. I could have ghosted him, I could have blocked him and said nothing, like I could have done something really immature, whereas I just decided to be like, listen, I know you think we're going out tomorrow, but we not, so I messaged him that, and then I ended up going out with the other guy who ended up being lovely.
Okay.
So my instincts are always right. I am a smart cookie when it comes to sussing the guys out.
I think this is going to happen a lot, though. I mean, if you're going with the younger guys, I think you're going to get this kind of sketchiness mostly.
I know. So now I've had to make my pool smaller. It's really shallow here.
I say just take the wins.
It's a jacuzzi at this point.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.